And now on Nights with Steve Price, talking all things technology with Tim Stackpole, our techno bloke.
Yes, indeed. Tim joins us every Monday night, 24 minutes past the top of the hour. How are you, Tim?
Very well tonight. Thank you, Steve.
Now, we're going to start with, I think this is fascinating, where someone has developed what's almost a game, but it can be used for very serious purposes by people working, deployed by the UN or the EU in areas of peacekeeping.
Yeah, and this is actually developed by the guys at Trinity College in Dublin, and very much in the news these days, this peacekeeping, Steve, and this virtual reality gaming that we see is very popular with the PlayStations and the Xboxes and various other things, but they often say that they encourage aggressive and callous behaviour in their players. They shoot 'em up games. So taken the same idea with this and turned it into an online role-playing game that aims to teach its players peacekeeping skills like communication, cultural sensitivity, gender awareness, all those sorts of things. And like you say, the EU, their military, police, civilian personnel, all of those that have been deployed in peacekeeping conflict prevention missions are going to get into this. So they generally go in as an avatar into this role-playing game. They often have a different gender or nationality, and then they're confronted with various scenarios, such as in Palestine or Afghanistan or Libya, and that forces them to view the conflict from different perspectives. So they learn those communication skills and cooperation and gender awareness, cultural competency skills, all those sort of things, rather than just a shoot 'em up game where you blow other people away.
How new is this? How unique is this? I mean, has someone done this with other areas?
No, not to this extent. And to be honest, the development is still ongoing. One of the other things about the game is that people who have actually worked in real life peacekeeping scenarios can then go back into the game and kind of massage it and transform it to be more like a real life scenario. So the game kind of learns as it goes along. Now, they're not expecting to have this actually complete and ready to go until 2018. That's how complex it is. But they're using it at the moment and developing it at this time so that by the time they actually do a proper release in a year or two's time, it's ready to go.
Tell me about the robot that can watch your house while you're not home.
Yeah, and indeed it's turning into something that can watch your cat too. A lot of people online today have talked about how this can watch your cat. It's a little robot which is the size of probably about the size, a bit bigger than an American baseball, and it rolls around your house, and it's got a camera on it and a speaker. So, and you can control it from your phone wherever you are in the world and see the pictures on your phone from the camera, from these little balls that rolls around your house. But what the guys at LG have done, and this works as part of a friend, they call it, to their G5 smartphone, which is coming out soon. They've also built in a little laser pointer to it. So if you've got a cat in the house and you have to occupy it while you're at work and you want to have a bit of a play, you can actually make the laser dot run around the walls and the cat goes and chases it as they do. And it has a speaker built into it too. So when you talk into the microphone on your phone, the cat or the dog or the pet in your house hears it as well. It chases this thing around the house.
Judy's got a question for you, Tim.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Judy.
Oh, look, I've been a very stupid person and allowed someone access to my computer. I was notified by the Commonwealth Bank fraud bit that they've attempted to transfer funds to India. And that's been stopped. I think they keep ringing me. I've disconnected all my phones for over an hour and they've stopped. But is it just sufficient to reboot the computer or have I got to get a geek in and... My son knows a bit about it.
Yes.
Well, he knows a fair bit about it. He'll have a look at it for me in the morning.
So how can Judy hack-proof her computer, Tim?
Yes, it's very difficult. If they've already had access straight up, they've probably got a way that they control your computer from over there in another part of the world. So it does need some geek attention, Judy. This is pretty serious. I would keep it offline and you can get someone in to have a look.
Off. I don't care if I don't turn it on for some time. I mean, they're terribly persistent. They ran into 5 minutes. I had to completely disconnect the phones and turn off my mobile and do everything else. But what would you recommend for planning the procedure?
I would recommend you get someone in to have a look at that computer and remove any software that they've put on that computer in order to access your computer. Very important to get someone in to take a look at that one-on-one, Judy.
Okay. Thank you very much. You think it's beyond my son, who's reasonably competent, but you think beyond him?
I would let him have a look at it first, and if he feels that he hasn't removed the software that they've put on there, then it's important to get a specialist in. Maybe someone from your local computer shop can come up and have a look at it.
I've already got a name for one, but right. Okay. I'll leave it off, and thank you very much.
A pleasure. Let us know how you get on. I mean, that's a common occurrence. My wife had one of her credit cards hacked. Someone was buying petrol in California on her MasterCard. I mean, you just got to be so careful, don't you?
It is, and it is like it's like the keys to your home. You know, you protect these things like the money in your wallet. That's the way you've got to think about it.
And just briefly, Caterpillar have developed a very hard phone that's not going to break easily.
Yeah, it's military grade, this thing. Some people already have these, tradies have these smartphones. The S60 is coming out. It can withstand a drop of almost 2 metres. The touchscreen works even with wet hands or wearing gloves. It's waterproof up to 5 metres, submerged for an hour. It can take video and still underwater. It's got inbuilt thermal imaging as well, Steve.
Good stuff. What's your website?
TheTechnoBloke.com.
Thank you, mate. I'll talk to you next week.
Good night, Steve.